Welcome back to the show. Once again, my name is Michael Lin. I'm a developer advocate at MongoDB, and I'm so delighted to be here on the floor of MongoDB.local 2024. And one of my favorite things about working with MongoDB is working with customers. And today we've got a great customer story. And I'd like to welcome Ramesh to the show.
Thanks, Michael.
Great to have you
having me.
Yeah. So tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Ramesh Sankara. I'm a principal cloud developer working at HPE for the last 7 years. So I currently work on building a wellness platform for HPE GreenLake. It's a hybrid cloud that's being developed by HPE. I'm also an API champion at HPE GreenLake, basically advocating for good API practices and also kind of coming up sometimes with new standards when needed. Right now, I'm mostly focused on the wellness platform, which is where we primarily use MongoDB.
Mm-hmm. When you say wellness,
yeah,
tell me about the platform.
Right. So the primary wellness is part of the support experience platform of HPE GreenLake. So we primarily deal with support automation. So let's say you buy a product, right? Like, let me just give you like very basic example. You buy a product and you run into an error. Right? Now you can think, oh, I want to call like support, you know, to deal with this error. But what we do is like, imagine getting an email from the manufacturer within minutes saying, okay, we noticed that you got this error and this is how you have to resolve the problem and these are the different steps you can take. So that's one thing what we do, which is being reactive. And there is another dimension where we actually look at the metadata which you send to us and we can look for some configuration errors or whatever you might have made, and we proactively reach out to you saying that, hey, you know, this is something you can correct. And that is how we also help our customers proactively. Mm. And there is a more advanced dimension where we look at our data, which we are collecting, and we predictively say that, hey, this is, you know, you're going to hit this particular limit within next few weeks or next few months. So do you want to take, you know, do you want to add more storage or do you want to add more compute? These are like reactive, being proactive or preactive. And we also give some, the recommendations which we give are not like some very high level generated text. These are in plain English and they are cut to the problem. People can easily interpret it and take actions. With this, basically, we are improving our customer experience at HPE because 86% of our support cases are automated, which is an amazing feat. And we are also able to cut down our customer support cost for products which integrated with our wellness platform because we don't have L1 and L2 support. We only deal with, because most of this is already automated.
Yeah.
And for this wellness platform, we primarily use MongoDB as the backbone. We store the data for this wellness platform.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to get to that. I want to get to more about how you're using MongoDB and why you chose MongoDB.
Yeah.
But let's just say, so HPE is Hewlett-Packard Enterprise.
Yes.
And who are your customers?
Basically, my customers are the people who buy our devices. HPE manufactures different types of devices like storage servers, compute servers. There are even software as a product. So there are like different types of devices HPE sells. And my customers are people who bought these and are optionally sending data to us to help manage their infrastructure.
Yeah. So to manage that, you're leveraging MongoDB as a part of your storage platform.
Correct.
How are you using MongoDB?
It's basically a pipeline, right? It's a streaming pipeline where we ingest data from these hundreds of thousands of devices.
So like in sort of like IoT?
These are not simple IoT devices. These are like in a big compute, big storage servers. These are like very, I would say, complex machines, I would say. So these we collect data from them.
Mm-hmm.
The data arrives from each device at different intervals. There are like heartbeats, which come more often. There are like more complex data, which comes once in like a day. So or there can be data which comes when something when a particular event happens on the device.
Kind of alert.
Right, like some kind of alerts. So we collect all of the data and we stream it through our Kafka pipeline. And then basically we have like a suite of microservices, which basically processes these alerts or the telemetry data to enrich them or to also make decisions, right? Like we also don't want to be noisy when we notify customers, right? We want to notify when it is really important.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, decision making that happens between our microservices. So MongoDB is our state machine. That basically we store the state of a say incoming alert in MongoDB. So we have all these microservices which processes these alerts or the telemetry data. After each microservice process, we store that in MongoDB. It's a state. So that's how we leverage. And whatever the dashboards we showcase to our customers about, say, the wellness events or the northbound APIs which we support, all of them is through MongoDB.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a fairly massive and very critical suite of applications.
It is.
So how have you been able to do so much with developing the application and really support the needs of highly critical applications?
So that is one of the primary reasons why Mongo was chosen, because the scale at which we are operating, Mongo seemed to be the right candidate for us. We also, not only the use cases which I just talked about, we have a lot more internal use cases which Mongo acts as, you know, data source. You can take some internal decisions by our support, by our specialist support engineers and et cetera. Mongo does really help us in our overall vision to make this happen because we didn't have to worry about the scaling or the replication or like... previously, I used I don't want to name it, but I used a different relational database where we had to build a whole suite of application logic and the business processes just to address the fact that, you know, the data is sharded. But with Mongo Driver, I don't need to care. I know where my data lives. Mongo Driver kind of addresses it. I can establish how to shard it, tell Mongo, and then let Mongo deal with it. And I can concentrate on my business budget.
So with a massive suite of applications supporting critical workloads, can you talk a little bit about the scale, like in maybe not in specifics, but how, like, is this terabytes? Are we talking about petabytes of data?
Yeah, we have terabytes of data. So we have every day, I cannot give you specifics for obvious reasons.
Sure.
There are like hundreds of thousands of devices which are sending data every time. And just as I mentioned before, we don't want to be too noisy. So the end result might be not seen like a big scale. It may be in millions of records, but the amount of data which we collect, ingest, and processes is enormous. And it is in we've been using this MongoDB for a while, and we haven't really hit an issue where we couldn't scale things or like that. So
yeah. Oh, we love that. We love to hear that we're able to meet the needs of your scale.
Yeah, definitely.
But in terms of scalability around developing the application, have you leveraged professional services or any of the other offerings from MongoDB?
Yes. Yeah. Recently, we started using Atlas Search for last couple of, 1.5 years or maybe two. I don't remember on top of my head. So we are also one of the first guys to use Atlas Search. And so we definitely... actually, it's an interesting story. We haven't reached out to MongoDB. It was the Mongo Success Manager who actually reached out to us to offer help. They were like very proactive, and they looked at our cluster and they said, "Oh, there are some things that can be improved." And we had our initial conversations. I really loved how the fact that, you know, they did a lot of homework and they were like also proactive, and they found some areas where we can do improvements, and this product hasn't been GA'd yet. And we are so glad that they reached out themselves proactively, and we were able to address those and enhance our use our professional day services, which we already had, I think, Mongo. And
yeah,
that really helped us address some critical issues, which, you know, we might have eventually ran into. But,
right.
But being that proactive customer success folks reaching out to us was very helpful, because I am leading that initiative, and addressing those concerns before they become a problem is a huge bonus for me. And our professional day services are very short and very effective. They are not like, you know, big engagements where we have to work with MongoDB for weeks or months to come up with solution. I don't know if, I mean, you may be familiar, but folks who may be watching this, is, I think the professional day services, we use like 2 days, and they are like separate. Like one was like in the starting stage of product for using the Mongo Sync, and then for addressing different indexing strategies of the data model questions. So we had only 2 different days, and it has been super useful.
Well, Ramesh, I want to thank you for joining me today and sharing a really positive customer story, not only about a successful implementation, but also about how you're helping your customers. So that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.